Leading the news this morning, Ford says it's yet to work out how much assistance it will give to 1,200 Victorian workers who will be made redundant. Ford will stop manufacturing cars at its Geelong and Broadmeadows plants in 2016. The federal and Victorian governments have promised to spend tens of millions of dollars to help workers transition to other industries. Hazel Hawke is being remembered as a woman of conviction and courage. The ex-wife of former Prime Minister Bob Hawke died peacefully from complications arising from dementia. She was 83. Prime Minister Julia Gillard has praised her courage and dignity in adversity. There have been two more arrests in relation to a suspected terrorist attack in London. A man and a woman are facing charges of conspiracy to murder. 25-year-old British soldier drummer Lee Rigby was hacked to death on a London street by two men yelling Islamic slogans. US President Barack Obama has defended using unmanned drones to kill suspected terrorists overseas, but he is imposing limits on how they'll be used in the future. In a shift in policy, the US will use drones to target suspects who pose a continuing and imminent threat. There are some major headaches for Sydney motorists this morning. A milk tanker has crashed into a shop on Parramatta Road at Croydon in the city's inner west. The driver has died and people living above the shop have been evacuated. There's traffic gridlock around the site. City-bound lanes have been reopened, but traffic is banked up for several kilometres.